Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got Elizabeth Brown, author, advocate, in the building, the studio.
Hey.
You know, I just wanted to talk about the WBAs again for those that are tuning in. The truth racked up over the weekend.
Man, y'all ran it back.
Wisconsin Broadcast Association Awards for the biggest.
Yes.
The biggest. This the biggest awards in television and radio.
All facts.
In the state.
Real talk.
And for us to be around 3 years.
And do the numbers that y'all are doing.
Right.
It's absolutely positively amazing. Puff. You know what I'm saying? It's positively Milwaukee.
Right.
You know?
And I'm going to tell you right now, I love the fact that we can get in a room with different cultures, different radio and news personalities.
All facts.
And be amongst them in first place.
That part.
In the state.
That part.
So that's huge. And I appreciate Truth Nation for tuning in. Tuning in, listening, calling in.
Yes. Being active.
Matter of fact, what I need Truth Nation to do is head over to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube and subscribe.
Yes.
To the channel and tune in. But if y'all are watching live, y'all see the awards right in front of me. I got the awards, at least three of them. Ben and Carrie got their awards. We got five total first
exactly.
place.
Black
we got,
excellence.
I think we got a few second place
yeah.
and a couple third place awards. But this is the best in the state of Wisconsin. This is every radio station y'all like. Every news media outlet, y'all like, you know, we're in the rooms. This is the Grand Radio Awards
Correct.
Of Wisconsin happening, you know, and we're in the midst of it. And I remember I used to say we have to become the news.
Facts.
Because a lot of y'all want to get on the news, but many times the narrative, a lot of families didn't like the narratives.
That was being spent.
And when you got a Milwaukee Black Talk radio station that's talking that black talk.
Come on.
That's talking from our perspective in the rooms
yep.
with stations from across the state.
For real.
And to be able to represent on
All
a high
facts.
Level, that's something to be proud of, Truth Nation. Don't
not only talking it, we walking it, you know.
Facts.
So it's in real time, when you have a space and a place where you're able to speak your truth, you know, that's not really establishment-based.
Right.
You know, it's truly for the people, about the people.
And when people listen to a lot of the black talk radio stations, a lot of times I always say that even before I got on the radio, I use social media to get around some of those stations because when I was out there in the neighborhoods doing
right.
the work, I was never in these mediums, these
right.
black
in the rooms,
yeah. news outlets that's controlled by the establishment. And when I say controlled by the establishment, they can't speak against certain things or they're not going to, you know, any person
they're going to get fired
that stands up against establishment.
Yeah.
They used, you know, they get moved
yeah.
around and we know this to
yes.
be true. But what I'm saying is when you're able to speak exactly how it's happening, and talk about it and discuss it.
Correct.
To me, that's powerful. And then not only do that, take that opportunity to be honest about what's going on in the community and actually be able to compete
yes.
with different news sources.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And a lot of y'all got to get out of competing with your brothers and sisters and your family members and things like that. You know, the competition is that, you know, if you were
right.
in competition with what was going on in Sherwood or
yeah.
the South Side or, you know, Brookfield,
yeah. Yeah.
our communities would be a lot more thriving, more better
Facts.
Because we'd be looking at them and be like, okay, we got to be better. We got to be number one as far as community is concerned.
Yeah, especially if you want to look at it, you know, and you look at it for what it is. Again, those people that are hired or voted in to serve would really be serving.
Right.
Like, we can't pick and choose what we want to follow, especially bot style, when we're talking about the well-ran communities is well-ran because the people make sure that the people that they vote in is doing their damn job.
Right. And we talk about, like last week, we talked about the SDC, which is a huge organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's leaving a devastating effect on those, even with their taxes, that they're trying to get their taxes straight.
Yep.
As a whole in the community now, as far as resources is concerned. And then we talk about the public school system where, you know, we have some of the worst test scores in the country, you know, when it comes to our children.
No air conditioning.
But you look at the way the board is made up.
Come on.
You look at the way the money is dished out. You start looking at the construct and you see that, okay, this is something that is continuous over years.
Yes.
But some of those people that work at NPS in the high level, their kids don't even go to NPS.
At all.
Their kids go to better ran districts because they won't
they
even
don't
put
live
their
in
own
Milwaukee.
Kids in some of these
Correct.
Schools. So to me, like at all levels, even with the politicians, even with the common council.
Correct.
You know, you got 8 common council members. You would think that, okay.
They're black.
This has been going on for years.
Years.
We may complain about we only got 2 chair members, but what happened when we had Ashanti Hamilton as president?
It was
president?
Still trash.
What happened when we had Willie Hines as the
trash.
They act like we didn't have these positions for a long time.
We did.
And the community still, where's the advantage?
Because it was the status quo. Again, you find individuals who conform.
Hey.
You know, they get in there and they conform, and the people continue to allow it. You see them conforming, and you just play along to get along. Like,
well,
nothing's going to change, but it's a new day.
I'll say this. The people have to take a stance. That's why I wanted an active listening audience. When I got my opportunity to get on the air or get in a space where we can talk about things, I wanted Truth Nation to be an active listening audience where they was about that action.
Right.
Because a lot of people, y'all say stuff, but then we don't follow through, and they know that. They know they all they got to do is come with a smile, shake your hand around election time.
Correct.
Next thing you know, you fall back in line.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you raising an eyebrow.
Everybody want to be a friend.
Hey.
You know, even to an individual that you know is doing detrimental things to our community. Again, in reality, like I said, if you want to choose, because we pick and choose what we want to follow, and, you know, stand on the sideline with the other things, but you can't say that you want a better community and you still allow these individuals that are self-serving to serve.
Right, and that's a reflection of your mentality.
It is.
Okay, so this is just a cash and grab.
Yep.
If I can have a leader that says, okay, I'm comfortable, I didn't do nothing, but I'm comfortable, and I don't have to do nothing else, that's trash.
It's definitely trash.
And so
absolutely,
we have to change our mentality. And every day I turn this microphone on, I'm hoping that those who are willing to make change, those who are willing to make the sacrifice to make the changes that's needed, I'm encouraging you.
Yes.
I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be
empowered.
Energized.
Yes.
I want you to understand that you're not alone, that there are people out here that see what you see.
And what's really
going
on.
And we want to take some action. We want to definitely take action. So instead of looking at them, we got to look at us.
Yes.
We got to say, hey, a lot of this is our fault due to our either non-participation or we participated in making this happen.
Indirectly or
directly.
Either way,
we got to say, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when those campaigns come through, a lot of people already got an eyebrow raised, but they go back into the sheep mentality. And I think that right now, this has never been a better time to change. Because what is happening with our communities and with the money, it's out right now. It ain't no secret.
We're no
looking
secrets
at it
at
happening
all.
Live.
You're seeing it.
In real time.
All facts.
You got people who are making 6 figures.
Yes.
Who SDC didn't shut down.
Yeah.
NPS said, okay, if you give us this money, we're going to save jobs and we're going to do this for the kids. As soon as they got the money, 288 jobs got affected.
Yeah.
So
the little people.
So this is something that we got to correct.
Correct.
Because there, if I'm gonna continue to get paid, and I don't have to do much, or I can do very little, and you still laughing and sniggling and giggling and showing up to the town hall meetings and showing up to these things, and nothing is changing, then I'm bumping your head. I'm gonna take the money, and I don't have to. I can do less and get more.
All facts.
And this is what we have to stop. I know we point them out. I know we talk about them. I know y'all talking about exposing people. I know y'all big on exposing. But who cares if your biggest bite didn't knock them off? It's just all bark.
You losing, yeah.
You know, ain't no bite to it.
And at this point, we're choosing to lose because we continue to allow the same thing. And at the same time, they're comfortable and we're not.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. It's a lot of people out there listening to this show. And they hearing and they seeing and we, you know, these elections coming up and things like that. But a lot of y'all going to fall right back into the same old ways. Yeah, y'all might get high blood pressure on what y'all see. But are you taking the action, the right action? And, they'll say give somebody another chance. We can't afford to give nobody
another chance. Ain't no second chances at this point.
We
in the red.
They on their fifth and sixth chance.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
Some of these people on their fourth and fifth terms. Like,
facts.
Some of these people been around for over a decade. Yeah,
you're correct.
Some of these people, what you mean second chance? I mean, no, they've been around for over a decade.
Correct.
If you've been around over a decade, it ain't no second chance.
All facts.
You should know what to do or you incompetent.
And we got a lot of incompetence.
Hey, mismanagement. No. This is written in, this ain't Tory Lowe saying it's mismanagement. It's in the paper.
All facts.
These are things from studies that saying that the money is being mismanaged.
But not only the studies, we live in it.
Not only that we live in it, sometimes y'all don't hear when a black man say what's going on in his neighborhood, so you like to read the other words. So when you do your research and match what we saying to the research, you're going to see that it's not just somebody that's saying something. It's not personal.
At all.
It's what's really going on, and it's up to us when we see that to understand that we have to make that change. The power is in the people, and if you don't use your power, you're going to get tapped upside the head.
You have to live by that. You know, when we say the power is in the people, but the people is the ones that's feeling powerless, it's time for us to rethink it. You know, it's time for us to deprogram from what it is we've been programmed, sitting around twiddling our fingers, waiting on somebody else to do something. We got to get up and get out and do something. Because at this point, you know, we need all hands on deck. Because it's not going to get no better. Because, again, the election just passed. These people got a raise.
Hey,
no results.
I got a raise. I'm finna put me a down payment on something.
With no results.
Hey. Well, look, when we come back, we got an officer that's hurt, 3 in custody after a shooting near Cesar Chavez and Scott in Milwaukee. It was a lot of stuff that went on this weekend on the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, somebody's lying, I can see the vibes on act. Even he looking compromised, let's peel the layers back. Ain't no brownie points, will beam your chest, harassing ant. With good people, make good people go to bed. Conspiracies about cash, dog, that's not even the leak. Find the jewels like cash, dog, I just need you to think. Are you finally ready to play? Have you ever, let's see. Have you ever thought that OVO is working for me? Fake bully, I hate bullies, you must be a terrible person. Everyone inside your team is whispering that you deserve it. Can't tussie slide up out of this one, it's just gonna resurface. Every dog gotta have his day, now living your purpose. It was fun until you start to put money in the streets, then lost money cause they came back with no receipts.
Celebrate National Police Week with 1017 The Truth. Tune in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening, May 13th through the 17th at 6 p.m. for a series entitled Too Black, Too Blue. The series dives into the history of policing, explores the significant contributions of black law enforcement, and don't miss our exclusive interviews with 2 very special guests this Thursday and Friday. Join us as we honor Who Serves and Protect. National Police Week, May 13th through the 18th. Catch it right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And speaking of police, a police was shot. There was some injury This was a huge weekend on the South Side, but it was a lot of drama.
Cinco de Mayo, yes.
Hey, look, I was watching video. People had videos they were showing of people shooting in the air.
Yeah.
Fighting in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one officer hurt, three in custody after a shooting near Cesar Chavez and Scott in Milwaukee. Let's listen.
We have more breaking news this morning. An officer is hurt, three people in custody for a shooting near Cesar Chavez and Scott. Milwaukee police say it happened just before 11 o'clock last night. A suspect fired shots and an officer was hit. The 29-year-old man was taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. Police say that the officers did not fire back and no one else was hurt.
Hey, look, I mean, thank God. Thank God, because I seen the videos on social media.
It was wild.
It was wild. They was wilding.
It was wilding.
Turn me up. Get me lit.
Well, I don't. Hey. Not that lit. Like,
I'm just
saying. I need them to calm down. Like, because that was, it was too much.
We got some people in the chat on 1017 The Truth in the chat. They're saying, I'm so proud of you all. There are so many radio stations in Wisconsin, but you guys rank at the top. That speaks volumes. That's not really a city girl. In the chat, also, Angela, happy to see Tori and Liz. You have been so blessed. We need you. The Truth Station, Milwaukee speaker. You know, I'll tell you this. You know, this is a great day. You know, when we come on the air after winning awards, top awards in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I mean, call in if y'all want to. 833-212-1017. To congratulate the truth.
Hey, right.
You know, how the truth have affected your life?
Yeah.
You know, your daily life. I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, how is listening to the truth? We've been around 3 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, and now we on YouTube as we broadcast live. So, you know, this is the first year we got to chat.
Yes.
And don't forget to like and subscribe, you know. Making
tell
sure
your family
that you tell your family members and share some of this stuff.
Tap in.
Because we talk about, you know, we don't know. Well, the truth is here now.
All facts.
And we got a whole lineup.
Be a part
Milwaukee
of the greatness.
Black Talk.
Yeah.
Tap in.
This is the right side of history.
Hey, y'all be
making
listening.
History.
Y'all be listening to the music stations. It's cool.
Yeah.
But at least y'all
get
can
informed.
Learn some information, All get
facts.
Some resources,
you know,
and hear what's going on in the neighborhoods. I appreciate the fact that, you know, the truth is now respected across the state of Wisconsin as
yes.
a mainstream, large market media outlet, first place media outlet amongst
the
state.
Hey, they ain't have no choice. Look here.
Pow!
Salute to you for being who you are. You know,
hey.
Again, this is a man who never changed his voice. He never cut his braids off. You know what I'm saying? Got his cornrows. When you see Tori is always Tori. You know, when you see other individuals, again, when they sticking to the script, you know, they, you know, change how they talk, change how they walk, you know, scared to speak up. And we're seeing in real time a man who has mad respect for himself. And you can tell, you know, as hard as he go for our people, salute to you, King. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
because it's
thank you, Queen.
It's long overdue, you know. And like I used to always tell you that you were getting awards way before you was physically able to lay your eyes on an award that had your name on it. You know, these same news stations that now you're competing with, they were winning awards due to the stories that you gave them.
Off the social media.
Correct. But the way that God worked, he put you in the room.
Hey, now we are in the
rest
you know,
is history.
In the first place,
come
you
on.
Know, I'll tell you this: it's amazing to see what God can do. If you,
all facts,
because I had a plan, Elizabeth Brown, but I'm gonna tell you, God's plan was better than mine, and I appreciate everybody, all Truth Nation, everybody who contribute, everybody who shares stories, everybody who prayed, everybody who give.
All facts.
It's to be an active listening audience, you got to participate. And I got the most active listening audience
that part, the
in the state of Wisconsin.
Audience.
We get out here and we get active.
We get active.
Hey,
you know,
they ain't never seen nothing like it.
And the truth is nothing without Truth Nation. You know, the truth sit on the foundation, which is Truth Nation. So salute, pat yourself on the back, because not only the truth won, we all won.
Right.
You know, because this is for the people, by the people. And this is real talk in real time.
And it keeps us in the control of our narratives.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yes.
Hey, look, we're going to head to the lines. Michael, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Hey, look,
that's
Michael.
That's basically why I called.
Hey, Michael, yeah. Look, we in the rooms with stations across the state, and we get to walk up on that I big know. Platform and say, we here now.
That part.
Hey.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, brother.
And help. Yeah, I just want to let you know you helped me out a lot because for a while I was active out there, but it didn't seem like it was doing any good. But then I've seen how active you were. I've seen some of the impact it made. And when you gave the call for action, I came out. There's one. It was to protest. It was an apartment, I think. It was maybe a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was an apartment where I think some old people were being abused. And I thought it was on 22nd and Center. I screwed up. It was on Hampton.
Right.
Because I came out there, but I went to the wrong address. Yeah.
But the intent was there. Salute to you.
Well, it's no big deal. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do as far as I'm concerned.
And I thank you, too, because it takes you to say, hey, look, you know, let me get involved. You know, Tori's doing this call to action. You know, I heard this call to action, and the answer to the call is so powerful.
Yes.
And I appreciate you for
it. You ask yourself, is it enough? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You do.
In my case.
Hey, look, I even asked myself, is it enough?
Yeah.
And yes, it is.
That's funny.
Hey. For both of y'all, yes, it
so
is
it's
enough.
The same. I understand.
I don't know about me.
You too, King. What people don't understand, we don't give ourselves the credit that we deserve because you could have chose not to get active.
It.
But you chose to get
active.
And
you made a difference in somebody's life.
Every day. Even when you don't see it.
Hey, look.
Change is happening.
And our motto is if everybody do a little,
nobody has to do a lot. Real talk.
Powerful.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll try to be satisfied with that. But
hey, don't stop till you get enough. Hey, look, you know, and the thing is, you know, this is what's beautiful about having a show, being an advocate on the radio, that when families come and talk about what's going on in the communities, we get to hear it live.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't understand that I'm by request. I'm not out here hunting down people's problems. I got a long list of people that hit me up and say, hey, Tori, this is the issue. And I couldn't get to everybody, you know.
Right.
But many times I had to rely on the mainstream media to tell their story. And sometimes when they heard the story, they was like, man, why did they cut out so much of the conversation?
Right.
Well, now we got time to unpack.
Hey, and live in color.
Hey, in real time.
For real.
So look.
Salute the Truth Nation.
Hey, look, I'm so excited.
Man.
You know, and I'll tell you this, we just getting started.
Hey, it's only the beginning.
Powerful. Look, if y'all want to chime in, thanking the Truth for all the awards we've won, over the last 3 years, especially this time around, I mean, it was just powerful.
Even the first time around.
Yeah.
I mean, for you to go in the first time around and win all of those awards, just go to show. And this is what when me and you having conversations, I said, this is what we do it for.
Right.
You know, we do it for the people, for them to understand that it's real people out here working. And usually we don't cross paths.
Right.
Until we working. You know, so I mean,
see you out there in the streets.
Hey, look here. We working.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got some people on the lines. We got some chat and we got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I know you've seen it slow.
7 The Truth. Truth Nation, tune in Wednesday night at 6 p.m. for the Analysis Podcast on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. He is back for more. The Nassus is joined by one of the biggest ESPN personalities. Once again, Stephen A. joins the podcast. They discuss some of the basketball greats like Allen Iverson and, of course, Buck star Giannis. The Nassus and Stephen A. also dive into the big upcoming boxing fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Do not miss the Analysis Podcast on The Truth Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I don't know.
Hey.
I'm watching
Mike
it.
Tyson all day.
I'm definitely watching it.
You know what I'm saying? Give me Iron Mike.
I'm taking Iron Mike all day.
All day.
But we go into the lines. Hey, look, if y'all want to congratulate The Truth on winning awards at the Wisconsin Broadcast Association, we walked away with 5 first place, I think a second place, and a third place or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but that was powerful.
It was. It speaks volumes. But again, we already knew what it was going to do.
Hey.
We're about the people.
About that action.
Hey.
Look, we can do all that talk, but we walking in these award shows, walking out in first place.
But that's because we walking out in this community and we really doing the work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all the way around.
All the way around.
Hey, look, we're going to head to the lines. Ed, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon, Tori Lowe.
Blessings, brother Ed.
And Truth Nation. And, of course, Miss Liz Brown.
Salute, King.
Yeah, but trying to see what's the update. I haven't heard it. I may have missed it on the last mom that was found in the trunk of the car with the 10 children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm by request, so the family haven't reached out to me. But according to the news, they found out the guy who did it.
Her husband.
And like I said, I did get somebody to say that they were going to reach out to that family and if they could come around and try to do something on and if they need anything. So I'm by request. So I will people will reach out to them. And ain't no telling. Every family is different. Some families, they close the doors or they kind of run tight. And then some families want to be out talking and saying things and stuff like that. So it just depends on the family.
Everybody grieves in their own way. So.
Right. Everybody grieves in their own way. Yeah. But so, like I said, I'm here available always.
The children, did anybody reach out to the children and guide them? Because I think by the fact that they lost their parents, they should qualify for Social Security, shouldn't they?
Yeah. I think that if it happens like that, they do have what they call a death benefit or something like that.
Well, we learned it with the Timmons family.
Right.
They were saying, like, being that both parents, the mother was that
and
they
the father,
should qualify for that benefit.
And they are working with an attorney, too.
Yeah.
The Timmons family is. I think that they're working with somebody that's trying to organize that. But this other family, the one that was missing where they found her in the trunk, I haven't heard from that family.
No. We haven't.
And some people, I think that they're reaching out because they hit me up on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting to hear what they need and what are the needs. Okay, Brother Ed, thank you for tapping in. I appreciate that. White Widow, you're on a new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Good afternoon, Tori and Liz. I'm so proud of you, Tori, and I'm proud of you, Liz, and I'm proud of the man behind the scenes, our brother Z, Ben, who's always had my heart. But, hey, trust me, you know, we were jonesing for our Benjamin when he left, but brother Z stepped right up there, right up to the plate. So, I don't like that name with the J, but Carrie also, proud to be associated with all you, proud of you, and applaud. So I'm getting, teary-eyed about my people there because I'm so proud of you. So anyways, but I want to do the rundown. SDC, good luck, good riddance. 2 years ago, a year ago at the building on 92nd and Lincoln, what is supposed to be our youth program for training was still closed. That's a year ago, December. Also, SDC, Belit, for two and a half years, I've been taking people wherever they need to go. They were telling people there was no monies left, that federal funding for evictions and such. 3 months later, the feds came out and said no one's using the money, only 7% was lost. This is from landlords who they were being told there was no money to place these. Landlords who are willing to take the money. Good luck, good riddance, and let's see if anybody ever finds out where that money was. I hope the building on 92nd and Lincoln, it's 3-story high. It's a beautiful building. Trust me, on 92nd and Lincoln, and all for 2 years, they haven't been open for the services, only a big old thing around their taxes. So good luck, good riddance, see you later, bye.
Oh, wow. Hey, I guess a lot of people got a lot of feeling some type of way about SDC.
As they should. SDC has always left a nasty taste in the community's mouth. So,
hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. This is sad because it's some people looking at the windows closed and they got some tax forms up in there.
All facts.
And then it's some people that need those services, those 30 programs that they had running, and they lost the weatherization program and you know.
But again, it wasn't meeting the people that it was supposed to be meeting because the money was being ciphered out, you know.
Finagled, finessed.
Yes.
And the thing is, you know, I'll say this. When it comes to our side of town, like when we talk about African American Festival down at the lakefront.
Yes.
Like it was African Festival, World
African
Festival.
World Festival,
and,
yes.
And when I was a kid, we were able to go down there.
We were.
And actually see the culture.
Yes.
But then they ran that into the ground.
They ran it into the ground.
They mismanaged the money.
Mismanaged the money. Yes, misappropriation of funds. And what's crazy is if the new group of Truth Nation got together and wanted to redo that, we would have to pay off the debt they stole from the last African World Festival.
So we have to...
Nobody went to jail.
We have to do something brand new. I think it's like an event that they tried to do up at the lakefront last year that was kind of like a cultural fest or something, cultural arts.
Yeah.
Now we gotta hide it through the arts to make up a new idea to try to bring it.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, but we have a history of people mismanaging on the north side, mismanaging monies, and they do it all over the place, you know.
Right.
But what I'm saying is when you really need the resources, when you on the north side and you know, we living in certain conditions that we need this help.
Yeah.
I mean, and all this money coming in and then it's being mismanaged. To me, it seemed like these are like Ponzi schemes, like scams.
Literally.
Like get some on the north side, get the money and come up, like a come up.
Literally.
That's what they looked like
away,
to me.
And they getting away with it. Nobody's going to jail. You know, the people not receiving the resources. This is why we have to continue to be active.
Right.
And we have to make sure that we're paying attention and not just looking at one side, but looking at all sides so we can truly see the criminalities that's happening to our community and these individuals that's playing in our face and want to smile and the whole time they robbing us blind.
Look, when we come back, we got Eddie on the lines. We got Brother Charles on the lines. We're going to try to get to them when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Or go to cell block 1. To any that talk to them and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from them. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baca got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 dot him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. They not like DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Like Elizabeth Brown in the building.
Hey, yo.
Hey, look. We just won the WBA Wisconsin Broadcasting Association Awards.
Yes, sir.
Saturday was lit.
Salute, salute.
And if Truth Nation want to call in and talk about how they feel about the truth being here for 3 years, it's more than welcome.
Your life.
More than welcome. More than welcome. I appreciate the listeners, and I love it even more when they act.
Come on.
Pow!
About that action.
We got Brother Charles on the lines. Brother Charles. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Ken, congrats, man. Y'all are doing a beautiful job. You and Miss Liz Brown, hey, I love the show. Hey, I just called in to say Jake Paul canceled that fight. Like, hey, that fight is over with. You saw them training videos? And something came out last night. Hey, he running like he put a rocket up his, you know what, and took off. Everybody ain't trying to fight Mike.
Ain't nobody trying to fight Mike.
Nobody.
Yeah, you saw them videos. It was like a ghost. He said, that fight is canceled. And I just called in to say that. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm going to keep on listening.
Hey, thank you, Brother King. Charles, for tapping in. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tori Lowe. How are you doing today? Liz, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful.
Fantastic. Congratulations on the awards, Tori. I feel fortunate to be a part of this, part of the...
Hey, you do call in for 3 years.
You're not a part of the action, Eddie.
You got to get just gotta do the action part.
I am part of the action.
You're not a part of the action.
I am part of the action.
You got baby lungs. You
I
can't
saw
even,
this show.
You can't even breathe in the
Hold
smoke,
on. He
Eddie.
He got this year to make up for it. Look, we got a lot of call to action.
You can't give second
year,
chances,
Eddie.
Tori.
No, there ain't no second chance. It's just we going to be active all year.
3 years, Eddie have not showed up.
Well, that's true. Ain't no second chance.
I did. There was a shooting, and I got twerked.
You're
I got
lying.
Twerked to death almost. And,
oh, wow.
All right. Well, congratulations on this, Tori.
I thank you for
a listener stopped
being calling comic relief a little bit.
That part.
Well, I appreciate that. I know I'm one of 5 Caucasian listeners to your show, Tori, but I'm getting that up, believe it or not, on my own. And I did have a listener, Eric the Mailman from Downer Avenue, asked me a question to ask you, Tori, and ask you, Liz. Eric wants to know why when other guests, the guy could be calling in from Mobile, Alabama, or from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they get called King. And I've been on the show 900 times, and I've never been called King. And Eric the Mailman wants to know why, and his friend Barb.
Because you're not a king,
Eric and
Eddie.
Barb want to know why.
Hold on, Eddie.
What do you mean by that?
Hold on, Eddie.
Because you're not
why
about that.
Why can't I be a king?
Because you're not about that.
Eddie,
no, I am.
Eddie,
I'm
Eddie,
about the action.
Hold on, Eddie. Look.
I'm about the action.
Hold on, Eddie. Look.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got to get out here in these streets, Eddie, to earn your stripes. And a lot of people from Truth Nation been trying to get you to come out talking about you. You talking. You harass the callers. You call in and do all this stuff, and you never come to the events. You never come to the events. And that's why
I tried.
That's why you got an asterisk on your membership.
So the gentleman from Albuquerque who's never been to Milwaukee calls in. He gets called King. A gentleman from Mobile, Alabama, who's never been to Milwaukee.
Eddie,
he's never met
you. I'm
sorry
you don't meet the criteria.
He gets called King.
Hey, look, Eddie, I'm sorry you don't meet the criteria because you don't get active.
Tori, what's the criteria?
You got to get out here in the streets.
Get
out here.
Active.
Hey, look, call us out there and we're in your community. Do a cleanup in your community,
okay.
Eddie. Hey.
That's it. I suspect something else is going on, Tori. I suspect it's something else.
No,
I gotta
no,
be
whatever. I don't
You're
care
not
what
about
you
that action.
I don't care what you suspected. Get a community cleanup going in your neighborhood. Get some things going out here that's positive on the streets and be active. And Eddie, you know what I mean. You will remove the stripe on your name. We got a line across it because you're not active,
Tori. Not last year, but the year before. I got a group of people to clean up around
we
the country
We don't know nothing
club.
About that,
Ed. There were some broken wooden keys and some, we had
we
to
go.
Rake the sand traps and
hey,
we washed the golf carts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
we lost them.
We lost Eddie. Eddie, get active. We got call
Please
to,
get active.
We got call to actions.
Boy.
We got a lot of call to actions and hopefully, you know, the painter will show up and paint some of these buildings. Al, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, I want to, give y'all congratulations for everything that you do and the Truth staff and all the activists that walk in your footsteps and being an asset to the community.
Thank you.
When it comes to these cameras, when it comes to, don't forget Liv too, his room is, I got you in there too, Liv.
Salute.
Okay. So when it comes to these Cavalier Johnson, these Ashanti Hamiltons, these NPS, and these SBCs, I think this is a time when you might have to treat them like a nigga. Because, see, they're going to continue to wear out their welcome before they are welcome. You give them 2 seats, they're going to take 642 miles to go to Whipley, Mississippi. And they're still going to continue to wear out their welcome. And what they're doing is they're treating the citizens of Milwaukee like an N-word. Okay, so they need to get it back in return. And then they will start dragging their feet. And see, this is why I say certain people who fall in certain categories, you can't be nice to them because they're going to wear out their welcome. It's like when that family member comes to the house, ain't nobody eating, but he going to bring his kids. He going to ask for a plate of food. He going to ask to borrow some money. And ain't nobody else doing nothing. And that's what these politicians is doing. So you're going to have to treat them like a real hardcore one.
Oh, wow.
Or they're going to continue to wear out their welcome. Look at what they're doing to the people who voted for them. And they're not serving none of our purposes.
Hey.
And you can throw some room in there for them white ones, too. Have a great day.
Whew! thank you, Al, for tapping in. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation. We got Elizabeth Brown in the building. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.